Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Wade Hoyt. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Funk reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Funk moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Desodles and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a line drive towards the mound. Earnshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to second. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson strikes out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Stone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stone. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes is walked intentionally. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Akers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to home to get Bishop. Haas moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Shevlin pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Jimmy Shevlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shevlin strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Hayworth now catching. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boley takes first base on ball four. Miller moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Earnshaw reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Boley moves to third. It's 6-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. Boley scores. Earnshaw moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Shang now catching. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Rogel now playing third base. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers misplays the ball. That's an error on Akers. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Haworth reaches second base with a double. Akers moves to third. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Akers scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Athletics. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.